This is Anas Al-Halak, A-N-A-S space, A-L space, H-A-L-L-A-K, date of service January 21, 2013, receiving for Dr. Hassan Ijmal. Patient name is Shanita Matthews, S-H-A-N-I-T-A space M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, date of birth 02-14-1970. Six. Primary care doctor is Perry Olson. P-E-R-R-Y space O-L-S-O-N. M.D. Medical doctor. M.D. Address 2400 West Warren Street, Detroit, MI. 48228. Phone number is 313-271-0500. Fax number is 313-271-9313. Next paragraph, cardiac clinic note. Next paragraph, recent visit follow up. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Matthews in our cardiac clinic today. As you know, she's a very pleasant 36-year-old African-American lady with a past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, H. pylori infection, and cervical cancer. She's now working today for follow-up. First stress test. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of a chest pain, centralized on and off. Associated with shortness of breath on exertion and palpitation. She went to the emergency department last week at Sinai Grace Hospital and done echo there and ruled out ischemic heart disease. However, she denies any orthopnea, PND, syncope or presyncope, no lower limb pain or swelling. Patients say that she's taking her medication regularly. Next paragraph. Past medical history, signaling for hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, H. pylori infection, and cervical cancer. Next paragraph, surgical history, signaling for partial hysterectomy in the past. Next paragraph, family history, negative. Next paragraph, social history, she denies smoking, alcohol, or illicit drugs. Next paragraph, allergy, she's known to have allergies from Bactrim and sulfur. Next paragraph. Please add to the past medical history that she's having COPD. Next paragraph. Current medication, she's on ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams once a day. On enalapril, 20 milligrams twice a day. She's on amlodipine, 10 milligrams once a day. Zantac, 75 milligrams once a day. Metformin 500 milligrams once a day, omeprazole 20 milligrams once a day, clonidine 0.2 milligrams once a day, cetirizine HCL 10 milligrams once a day, alprazolam 1 milligrams once a day, Norco 10/3-3 to 5 twice a day as needed. She's on amoxicillin CLV 3 times a day as needed. She's on Emdor 30 milligrams once a day. She's on Plavix once a day. Next paragraph. Physical examination. On today's visit, vital signs is blood pressure is 175/145. She's on her pulse is 82, whisper rate 16, temperature 98.9, weight is 233, height is 5'7". Please copy paste the normal template of physical examination. Next paragraph, ancillary diagnostic investigations. EKG done today, which shows normal sinus rhythm with non-specific T-wave abnormalities in a V1 positive peak T-wave. However, this could be a technical error. Next paragraph, left heart cath done on February 2012 showed that the left main coronary artery appears normal, no significant sclerosis. Left anterior descending artery shows no significant stenosis. The left circumflex shows no stenosis. The left ventricular angiogram shows left ventricular function and ejection fraction of 60, and the LVEDP was 21. Chest X-ray done on September 10, 2012 shows no acute pulmonary process, and cardiomediastinal silhouette within normal limit. Next paragraph. Echocardiogram done last week at the Sinai Grace Hospital, and we don't have the record for the echo. Next paragraph. Stress test done on September 24, 2012, which shows large size, moderate severity, inferior fixed defect consistent with diaphragm artifact. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. The patient on today visit complaining of the chest pain, atypical in nature. Her left cardiac cath done on February 2012, which was non-significant. Stress test done on September 2012, which shows large size, moderate severity, inferior fixed defect consistent with diaphragmatic artifacts. And her blood pressure is still high. We have a plan to repeat the cardiac cath again. We'll follow up her regarding this issue in 2 weeks. Next paragraph. Hypertension. On today visit, her blood pressure is 145, which is not controlled, with 3 antihypertensive, and we increased her medication last time. However, still high. We'll consider adding metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, and we'll increase the mDOR to 60 milligrams from 30 daily. We an advice to continue on low salt, low fat diet, and we'll see her back in 2 weeks regarding this issue. Next paragraph. H. pylori. The patient, she had a recent H. pylori infection, for she's taking Zantac and Omeprazole. Advice to follow up regarding this issue with her primary care doctor. Next paragraph. Peripheral vascular disease. Patient has multiple risk for peripheral vascular disease. I recommended to go for segmental ABI to assess her vascular condition. We'll discuss this issue in the next visit. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us participate in care of Ms. Matthews. Our phone number has been provided for her to call for question or concern. We'll see her back in 2 weeks or sooner if necessary. In the meanwhile, she was advised to continue seeing her primary care doctor for continuity of care. Next paragraph. Sincerely, next paragraph. Anas Ahalak, medical student. Next paragraph. Dictated for Dr. Hussein Hassan Ijmal. End of dictation.